This is 90.3 KEDM Public Radio. I'm Corey Crow. St. Charles Parish Sheriff Greg Champagne held a press conference to explain the arrest of a 28-year-old woman from Honduras who used fraudulent paperwork to pose as a 17-year-old to attend Hanville High School to help learn English. Champagne's not putting blame on school officials.
I saw the photograph, and she looked to me like a young teenager. So I'm not surprised at all that, based upon appearances alone, she was certainly accepted at face value for the age that the falsified birth certificate said.
The 28-year-old and her 46-year-old mom have been charged with injuring public records. Governor John Bel Edwards has signed legislation to allow victims of sexual assault to track their rape kit as it moves from hospital to law enforcement agencies. Bill author Franklinton Senator Beth Mizell says the system's expected to be in place by July. Mizell says state police are also taking steps to reduce a huge backlog.
The idea that we have a backlog in New Orleans of over 600 cases, it's absolutely irresponsible for us to do that.
Among the chaos in the final hours of the state legislature last week was a big cut in funding for a new terminal at the Port of New Orleans. Because lawmakers differed on raising the spending cap, it was cut as political payback. Governor John Bel Edwards says he's not happy, but he does have a plan to salvage funding.
I will be asking the legislature to move $4 million from the capital outlay savings account to the Department of Transportation for the Port of New Orleans.
This is KEDM.